This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In studio right now, a band called La Cabra, and these guys, they have a couple new faces in the band. You know, I'm stoked to have you guys actually in the flesh, in the studio. I've had you guys on for like a Zoom interview early on in the pandemic, and you know, you guys are going to be playing a show April 28th at the Substation with Ashbringer, Knot, and Dawn of Ouroboros. Yep. Welcome back to the show, La Cabra.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks,
yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Let's go around the room, reintroduce yourself, and tell us what you do in the band.
I'm Richie. I play drums.
I'm Lance. I'm the stunt drunk, and nice. I yell at people.
Eric Snyder. I play guitar.
Michael Anthony, guitar, and I did not play in Van Halen.
Eric Weber. I play the bass.
All right, guys. So, yeah, since I last talked with you guys, some new additions to the band. Let's go in, like, order. You know, how did you guys kind of reassemble, you know, everything and go from when I last talked with you?
You want to talk or you want me to talk?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So, last time, well, Eric and I had talked to you. We'd come from a band before the pandemic.
Los Esteller.
Los Esteller.
Yeah.
DDA and... Dagna and Paul and Eric and I had a band, and that all kind of dissolved, you know, through the pandemic, and then we tried to reassemble it. And then we got Weber on bass and to take Dagna's spot, and that was working out flawlessly.
Yeah.
And then we get Michael on guitar, and we were fin stoked, right? But Michael's just busting out riffs in the middle of the room. And,
sometimes.
You know, we're just like, yeah, okay, cool, we got the lineup. When the pandemic ends, let's go for it.
Yep.
Boom. DDA takes off and he's got to move to Edinburgh.
Wow.
Scotland. So he's
okay.
Just like, well, that's done.
So tell me, what brought him to Scotland?
His job.
Oh, wow.
His job created.
Okay.
His job created a whole branch for him over there, and he's doing great. I'm actually going to go visit him on
that's
April
gonna be beautiful.
5th to the 10th.
Wow.
This April
that'd be cool.
5th to the 10th. Go over there and hit the pubs and watch his new bands. Record release.
What are they called?
So they are called, boy. Let's get back to me on that one.
Okay, we'll come back to that. We'll come back to that.
It's so stonery and delicious.
Is it Extestrier? I can't pronounce it. It's a crazy name.
Extestrier. We'll get back to it.
So anyway, so we had that going, and then that all blew apart, and I hit Eric up, Snyder, and I was like, dude, we got to keep this going. Like, we got sickest with great people, you know?
Yeah.
Got to keep this going. So we did.
Yeah.
And we formed La Cabra, you know, as we talked about before. And we started out with Ryan Yancey on drums.
Mm-hmm.
And to be fair,
from
Ryan
Blood and Thunder.
Us, yep. And he's did great, you know.
Yeah.
Helped us get a good start. And he was honest with us from the very beginning where he didn't, you know, he couldn't give us his full commitment because he had other things, you know, other things in the fire. And then we came to a crossroads at one point where we're like, we're going to start going for it, you know, with a little bit reckless abandon, just how we do things.
Let's go.
And he wasn't too keen on that.
Okay.
And we parted ways anyway.
Yeah.
Did that. And then we went from Ryan to
Willis.
Matthias, okay. An old friend of ours, Richie's. Richie helped Willis get back on his feet.
Okay.
Drumming. He hadn't drummed in what?
10 years?
A long time.
Yeah. So he got a hold of you.
Yeah. He hit me up. Yeah.
And got some cymbals and stuff. Got him all geared up. So we're like, all right, here we go. Funny story. We'll back reel this one in a minute. But, you know, Willis was, you know, wanting to get back into it. So we're like, yeah, let's do it. And then we got into it. And then he was like, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to play live. So, you know.
Like, okay.
That was his choice. And we're like, okay.
Thanks for letting me know before we jump in on tour.
And then I call Richie. And I was going to call Richie before we got to Willis, but certain circumstances led us to Willis first.
Sure.
Just, you know, old friend of ours that
wanted
to get back on the skins, you know, and everything. So that's just how it worked out. And I asked Rich, you know, I was like, what are you doing? He's like, well, playing with you.
I was like, all right.
Nice, dude. Had you been playing? So we had you up a few years back.
Yeah.
Had you been doing anything since?
Well, I was basically playing with myself.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay.
No, I was just recording. And I was doing guitar and drums.
Yeah.
Basically in my garage.
So the name of your band, I'm totally blanking. What was the name of your band?
That was Thunderbeast.
Thunderbeast. Yeah. It was Thunderbeast.
And before that, it was Hate Fist.
Yes. Yeah. So, no, but Thunderbeast, the most recent project. Mm-hmm. So Thunderbeast is done, right?
I mean, I would never say done.
Okay.
You know.
On hiatus?
So, yeah. Sure. But John, my best friend and guitar player.
He's on tour all the time.
Yeah, he's on tour with Black Veil Brides,
like
all the time. Yep. So he's their guitar tech. So, you know, we have time when he's off tour and we'll get together and just, you know, shoot the S, you know.
But you were, you know, kind of just hanging out and playing drums at home?
Yeah, I got a nice little Roland kit at home. Yeah.
So always staying in practice.
Pro Tools, all that stuff.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Nice, dude.
So always stay busy.
Okay.
Plus, you know, the pandemic was a real, you know, S show.
Yeah.
That sucked. That brought it, you know, we were really going, and then everything just fell apart.
Yeah.
And it did with a lot of people.
Absolutely.
So, but, it's freaking great to be with these guys.
And you've played some shows now.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Crushed it. No pressure for you, buddy.
Yeah, just threw me in the fire. But that was great. How many weeks notice did you give me for that one show?
Three. Two?
What the Funhouse show?
Two weeks notice
for our first show with him. Yeah.
Was that the Funhouse one?
Yeah. Well, he hit me up and I was
with Blighted Eye.
No, this was back in January.
Yeah, the back giving back to the community.
Oh yeah, the free show. One.
Yeah,
the free
one. Horror Zone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But 2 weeks notice. Freaking crushed it.
There you go.
Goddamn crushed it.
There you go.
I will say, though, this band has just been blessed with good drummers from the get-go. Like, I met these guys for the first time, and I got to play with DDA, and I was like, oh, my Christ. Mm-hmm. Like, what? And then we got Ryan when we were, like, first getting things back together, and I was like, is this going to work? And then that made it happen, and it's been...
Bloody hell.
We got in Willis, and then when Willis didn't end up wanting to keep going, like, I didn't believe that we were going to get someone at the same caliber, and then two shows.
Yeah, we're having a Spinal Tap moment.
I'm meeting the guy for the first time, and it's like, okay, cool.
Man.
I love playing with these guys.
That's awesome.
It's such an easy gig when, you know, the other four cats are so talented.
Yeah.
And we're long-time friends, so it's like, you know, everybody get along. Everything.
No one's a dick in this band either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everyone's just super easy to get along with.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, everyone's leaving your band, so maybe you guys are the dick.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Could be.
Watch, I'll be gone by next week.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, watch our families break up.
Learn how to shut up. Yeah.
But you guys are going to be releasing an EP, is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. So we have a couple songs that we're actually going to play from it, and did you play on the recordings?
I did not.
Okay.
No, but the full length, it'll be all me.
Awesome. Yeah. Nice, dude. Well, let's just go into one of the songs just to kind of give people an example of what we're talking about. Again, the band is La Cabra, and which means the goat, right? The goat. The goat. The greatest of all time.
No.
Maybe one day.
We're going to go into Human Quilt, and there's going to be a video coming out for this very shortly, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was shot. Yeah. It was shot by the friends and fans, all on cell phones.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That was crowd cool, participation. Man. Super cool. Yeah. Everybody handled it.
That's great.
We're super grateful. And yeah, there you go.
Yeah. We used like footage from, you know, fans from that show.
Yeah. One shot. Just 3 minutes.
Cell phone stuff.
Yeah. All 3 minutes to shoot a video.
That's so cool.
Turned out pretty damn good too.
Yeah. There's your budget.
Yeah. Yeah, just skirting by, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome.
And Frost from a Dehiscent, a band called Dehiscent.
Yeah.
Have you heard of them?
I actually haven't. No,
they're heavy as heck.
Nice.
Yeah, they're great.
Nice. Way Jason, to pull it back there.
Yeah, right.
Heavy as heck.
Jason Frost, though, he edited it. He's awesome. A beast. Like, I mean, we give it to him and, like, oh, yeah, I'll have it ready for you.
Like 8 hours later.
Like, tomorrow. I'll just sit up and drink some wine and I'll have it ready for you. I was like, what?
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's like, so he crushed it. We'll show it to you here tonight.
Nice.
But, yeah.
We're awesome.
Pretty proud of it. So,
all right.
Went down.
Well, Human Quilt is the name of it, and it's Lacabra. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That was Human Quilt, Lacabra, and they're going to be playing April 28th with Dawn of Ouroboros, not in Ashbringer. And we're going to be playing another song from them shortly, but I'm kind of curious about, so you guys kind of have like a blackened death and roll kind of sound, like kind of,
like,
you know,
a White Snake meets White Lion meets Great White.
So, Richie, you kind of alluded to the fact that, you know, it was kind of show during the pandemic and, mm-hmm. You know, what kind of kept you sane, if anything? Did you stay sane? Maybe you didn't.
Besides heavy metal?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I don't know what else.
Your baby? Your kid?
I did have a newborn. Little pandemic baby.
Yeah.
Beautiful baby.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And shout out to my wife who put up with me during that whole thing.
Yeah. Were you working the whole time?
Yeah, I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you never had a time where you weren't working?
I didn't get any time off.
Okay.
So that was rough.
You're a welder, right?
Yeah. 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 So... yeah, I mean, welding metal, playing heavy metal.
There you go.
I'm more metal than
a
T-1000, baby.
Yeah.
I should be the Terminator.
Metal. Absolutely.
No, but yeah, it was a tough time, but I'm, you know, not to sound cliche, but, you know, music.
Yeah.
You know, I built a nice little studio in my garage.
Awesome.
You know, just kept at it.
Yeah.
Just stayed busy.
I saw the pictures, man. It looks awesome. You got a drum throne and stuff, right?
Yeah,
it looks badass.
Yeah,
dude.
No, it's a good little get up.
That's awesome. Lance, you were saying how it was kind of rough for you in the beginning.
Yeah, I wasn't working.
Because you're a tattoo artist.
Yep, yep. We got shut down. Yep, we were the first
slave to the needle still.
Slave to the needle still. Yep, working for Aaron.
Yeah,
great place, great boss. Everybody's awesome. Love it.
The U District.
Love
one?
My job. Yep.
Awesome.
On the Wallingford shop. Yep.
Awesome. So you guys were shut down for a while.
Yeah, we were shut down. I was hanging out with my boy Kiwi Matt. Mm-hmm. You know, I ended up living at his place through the pandemic. I was in a really dark place at that time, and he pulled me out of it. And, between you, Filth is Eternal, Blood from the Soul. Let's see, who else put an album out? Napalm Death.
Yep.
Put that album out. I mean, that's all I had. Like, it was metal. Music, Tiger King, or whatever the hell that was.
Beer.
Yeah, lots of alcohol, lots of maybe drugs, maybe not drugs, a lot of that. But, that's basically what kept me going. And we did DDA, Eric, and a guy, Jeff Rouse, local legend guy on bass.
The Gemini.
Yep. We got together and did a video during pandemic.
Awesome.
Got all of our testing done and all. That was weird. That was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
It's like we hadn't seen anyone in months.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we're in this Mob Studios about to film this big video for a Killing Joke tune called The Great Cole, which we were practicing with Loza Stellar.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic hit, and we were like, we have to do this. Like, this is no brainer. It's all about this right now.
Yeah.
So, at least Jazz Coleman's version of it. And so I was doing that and then writing music, just, getting up, having crazy dreams and playing guitar and writing riffs. And here we are.
Here we are.
Some of it's here, actually.
3 years to the month. Crazy, crazy.
Yeah.
Eric, you kind of put a lot of time into a YouTube channel. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, during the pandemic, I'm like, okay, why not? So I created we built a little shed out in the yard.
Yeah.
My girl's dad built it, and I kind of finished the inside and turned that into what I call the Shred Shack. And so I do lessons out of there, and I was doing my YouTube videos out of there, and still am. And, you know, it's a good time.
So check, what's the channel for YouTube for people to check?
10 Fingers of Doom.
10 Fingers of Doom. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. There's another thing that kind of, you know, and this is just something I'm remembering to bring up, something that popped up recently. I saw there's like a second coming B-side. Is that right?
Okay. Yeah, it's weird because like Lance here was like, dude, you guys put out a single? I'm like, what? You know?
So where did that come from? What was that?
That was recorded about 20 years ago.
Wild.
Or about 16 years ago.
Okay.
And we were supposed to put out an album like in 2006.
Mm-hmm.
And then the band imploded.
Sure.
And so those songs have been sitting there on a hard drive forever. Wow. So yeah, I mean that's old stuff. We were supposed to do a reunion show this spring, but then that imploded. So,
sure.
Yeah. So I'm just like, okay, whatever.
It's out.
I'm here when you guys are ready.
Let's go.
Probably not. So
shout out to Tristan's new band, though, Moon Fever.
Oh, dude, I love
killing
Tristan.
It.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Yeah.
They're great.
So good.
Killing it.
Yeah.
How about you guys? How'd you guys stay sane, if at all?
Yeah, so at that time, I was playing guitar for Blood and Thunder and Void Dancer.
Yes, Void Dancer kicks ass. Shout out to Clint.
Yeah, Clint's a cool guy.
They crushed that show, by the way. They were really
Blood
good.
And Thunder, I ended up dismembering, and then Void Dancer, I was kind of in and out, just... Mm-hmm. You know, personal reasons, and then Lance reached out, and that was kind of at a time where I was kind of just ready to hang up guitar and, you know, go ahead and get a real job, you know, real career, not even do the music thing anymore, because you do it so long, and then you just get burned out of doing it, and then, you know, I just get a random message like, hey, I like how you play, you want to play with us? You know, just real straightforward, and checked out the tunes, and then, you know, I took lessons from Matt Wicklund, and to find out Matt Wicklund's, you know, one of Lance's friends. Yeah, and he's ripping, you know, solos as a guest soloist on the album. And I was like, okay, I'm interested. And, you know, just kind of, you know, got me really excited to do it. And, you know, ended up leaving Void Dancer just to fully commit into, you know, doing La Cabra full time.
What do you think you would have done if you would have just, like, completely stepped away from guitar? What were you thinking about?
I'm a driver, so
okay.
I would have just been going over the road, me and my corgi.
Yeah, there you go.
Hell yeah.
But, right, you know, just got to keep the dream alive, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to keep it moving.
Right on. And how about you, man?
Yeah, I mean, as far as, like, when the pandemic shut everything down, I do stagehand work for a living. So,
okay.
Like, as soon as the news hit, like, I didn't have any work at all, and, like, I was... managed to stay sane and, you know, just got to have the life of a, you know, teenager on summer break again.
Yeah.
And that was cool and all, but I've always been in multiple different bands and that was hard to be away from. And I came back and kept doing the multiple bands thing for a while and, you know, and then just kind of been trying to whittle things down at work, whittle things down just in general and streamline things. And, you know, that ended up being in one band, and I'm pretty thankful for that.
What were the other bands you were in? Just to shout them out.
Let's see. I was played with Mechanism with Tony DeLizio for a little while towards the end of that thing. And got to play with Sons of Mercury with him, too, doing a bunch of cover tunes. I did Live Day, like, the second
year. There you go.
When we still when it was still in the studio.
Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. I was there, yeah.
I got to play, like, two shows with Kill Closet, which was really cool for me because they were, like, one of the first local bands I ever saw, like, when I was still just a teenager and, like, hadn't ever played a show before and, you know, the magic was still there to it all. You know, like...
Before you were Jaden and old.
Totally. I'm the oldest one in the band, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, the other ones, Salem Knights was my baby. That was my band. Bleed the Stone was another one. I've just kind of... Face of Loki was another one.
Okay, cool, man. Right on. Yeah. Well, now you are in La Cabra full-time.
Yeah, man, full-time supervisor for Rhino now. Just accepted that.
Lifer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Right on, man. Nice. Congratulations, dude.
Music.
Music. So 2023, guys, what you guys have, the EP coming out. Do you guys have a name for it?
Self-titled.
There we go. La Cabra, the GOAT. Self-titled record. Do you guys have a date for it?
We don't. We need to talk about the date.
Okay. Well, I totally just put you guys on the spot.
Yeah. We're really, like, you know, a well-oiled machine here as far as business goes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we just need to talk about, like, you know, when.
Absolutely.
Soon. This spring.
Yeah, so you guys going to be probably playing a bunch of shows coming up in the summer and whatnot? And
we're going to do some shows. We're working on a UK tour for October.
Awesome.
So, 2-week run over there with X-Destroyer and another band called Damum, possibly out of London.
Cool.
Great band.
Nice, dude. That's all good. I think you swore like 75 times already, so might as well just keep going, just keep going.
Yeah, you're welcome. And
we're talking about doing a run down the West Coast this summer.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We had talked about that, and then that's probably not. We're going to record also. We're doing a full length.
So yeah.
We're turning this EP into a full length.
Okay.
On top of that, and then
where are you guys recording at? Do you guys know? Are you guys recording at home?
Some of it at the Shred Shack, at my place, and then. And then Lance tends to do vocals with a guy named Jay Battle.
Yep.
Okay.
And then we're going to go into the studio. So what I love about Richie here is he's able to demo out his drums on electronic kit at home.
Cool.
And then send me the MIDI, and then I put it into the metal machine. And,
yeah.
And but we're going to take him into the studio and into a real studio and do real drums. Probably
nothing
Uber
beats acoustic drums, baby.
Yeah.
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 Hashing out songs on the electric kit with me and you, just you and me spitballing back.
So
and forth.
Awesome.
It's
love it.
Perfect.
The writing process right now is.
We're getting
feeling good.
Yeah.
Smoking.
Yeah. We were crushing the writing.
Loving it.
I've never written songs so damn fast.
Wow. Yeah, I know. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And then we have a guy named Gwen Kurgeon in France that mixes us.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he's awesome. Love that guy.
Yep, that's what we've been going
The through. Wonders of the internet.
Yeah,
I know.
Amazing.
Get John Winters into the loop, too.
So awesome.
Yep, of course.
Yeah, yeah, John, John's our boy, too.
Get a tour with Black Veil Brides. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
God, you remember the days of recording the real?
They would slit their wrists like 3 days in with us.
There you go.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't be too happy.
They'd be like, these guys, these guys.
Yeah, they'd be too happy.
Okay, so this is a Northwest show. You know, it's not Loud and Local, it's Metal Shop, but it is a Northwest show. What's your favorite Northwest bands of all time? You know, whether it be, you know, the greats like Soundgarden or, you know, a band that you've seen, a couple weeks ago.
Local favorite, Guitar Hero, Jeff Loomis, Nevermore.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's an arch enemy now.
He is.
Yeah. Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Jeffrey Loomis.
Yeah, the man. Mine's Filth is Eternal.
Great band. Down. They're going to be playing with Botch this weekend. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. So. 13-second sellout for those shows.
I know, right?
Jesus Christ.
He's getting all the money on those.
Right?
It's Botch.
I don't know. We'll see.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Oh, yeah.
Richie, what about you?
Ooh, boy. I mean, I could just be that guy and say Alice in Chains or whatever, which I love.
So but are you that guy? Is that your band?
No. You know what? I'll throw
Hate Fist?
Throw some love over to Pettibone.
There you go.
IMSA.
IMSA.
Yeah,
nice,
baby.
Too. There you go. Eric.
Well, I mean, he stole my answer, Jeff Loomis.
Yeah.
But I know this isn't a Northwest band, but like Cattle Decapitation is like a big influence on me now.
Yeah, nice, dude. Yeah, they have a new album coming out.
Yeah,
brilliant.
Of course. But yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Shout out to Dave.
Yeah, I think they're playing. I think they're playing here in Seattle. A Core Zone coming up. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're playing soon.
Why aren't we opening?
Because they're a headliner?
I don't know if they have local openers on that one.
Maybe not.
What about you guys?
Yeah.
You already mentioned it, right?
I'll totally be that guy and sing Love Bone.
There you go. Mother Love Bone, man. Yeah. Iconic band. Mm-hmm. If people can't make it out to the show April 28th, they got prior commitments, they got kids, they got anything like that, what's the best way to support you guys?
This is Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify. Mm-hmm. Jump on Spotify.
Yeah. Awesome.
Get it, get on the
We have the single list. Fractured right now. And
we'll have a full EP on
fractured
there.
Fractured up there.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And stay up to date with them. Follow on social media. You'll be able to see the video for Human Quilt coming out shortly. Mm-hmm. You know, filmed by fans, compiled for a pretty cool little view of what it's like to be at a Lacabre show if you can't make it out to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Again, April 28th with Dawn of Ouroboros, Knot, and Ashbringer. And that one's going to be at the substation over in Fremont Ballard area, Freelard, if you will. we're going to go into Nothing. So, Richie.
Yeah.
You're the newest member, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
You're going to do the job. You're going to do the job, man. You're going to be the host of Metal Shop right now.
Oh, right on. Okay.
So
how do you do this?
I'm going to turn my microphone off.
Okay.
And you're going to be as cheesy morning radio DJ as possible. Think about like honking horns.
Okay.
You know, Awuga. I want you to have the booming radio voice of God and introduce Nothing by Lacabre on Metal Shop.
Okay. Hey, this is Richie on 99.9 KISW. Next up, we got Nothing by La Cabra.
Amazing. Don't let my boss hear that one.
That was lager.
Milky.
It's La Cabra here on Metal Shop.
We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.